Pastor Chip was talking about truth this morning, talking about some victory that we've had this morning. I'm going to hit on some of those same things today. I'm going to echo some of those things. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 32, he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So I've been pondering that question, that statement. And so what is the power of truth? Because the truth is very powerful. What is the power of truth? What does truth have the power to do? It has the power to set us free. That's a huge statement. And we do it with a lot of scriptures where we read over things and we don't necessarily, we read it and we say, okay, the truth's going to set me free. If you've ever been shackled, if you've ever been a slave to something, if you've had a sin that you've struggled with in your life, if you've been like Apostle Paul and he says, "Lord, I've begged you 3 times to remove this thorn from my side," then you know that there's power when it says it's got the power to set you free. That's very powerful. That everything else I've tried to do it on my own, I've turned to this thing, I've turned to that thing, none of it helped. None of it set me free. But when I found the truth of Jesus, the shackles were removed. We're going to talk about some of that today. If the power of truth sets people free, then the absence of truth imprisons people. If the truth is absent and lies abound, then people are held captive. People have been imprisoned. And so they've become captive to lies, and then they become imprisoned to sin. So, absolute truth, absolute infallible truth, what Pastor Chip said this morning, has the power to set us free. And so you get two of the most quoted scriptures in all of the Bible. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And so Jesus is the truth, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. When you find the truth of Jesus, you can be free indeed. There's no other thing that has that power. So we've come to this place where they've tried to kick God out of our government. They've tried to kick God out of our schools. They're kicking God out of church, kicking God out of families. And I know that's a hard thing to hear. We don't talk about that. And I don't want to speak bad of the bride of Christ, but there are amazing church services. I'm talking about when you're talking about excellence in execution of a service, the worship is awesome. The management of the service is awesome. It's just lacking Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It's lacking the power of the Holy Spirit in the service. It's excellent, but God's uncomfortable. We get so seeker sensitive that we don't want to offend anybody. Amen. And so we have to be careful about what we say and how we do things. And so we started to kick God out of church. The percentage of self-proclaiming Christian families in America is the lowest that it's ever been. This is not, we're going to turn this around. It's not going to be a negative message. Because at the end of the day, you can try to kick God out, but God's going to have his way. God is going to have his will. And his will come to pass. But you also have to ask the question, why are they doing this? And I'm going to say this morning, when I'm talking about they can be all the way down to an individual, to a national government, and anywhere in between and beyond. You can do it as an individual. It can be a huge group or body of people. So why are they doing this? If there is an absolute truth and there is, then there has to be an absolute source. God is the absolute source of absolute truth in absolutely everything. That's important because even though I want to know the absolute truth, sometimes I can mess it up. Right? So you can get the truth with this person's spin on it, and you can get the truth with that person's spin on it. But what God says is absolutely true. And so we got to stop twisting the truth and just look at the truth. One thing I've always appreciated about Pastor Chip, when you go to Pastor Chip with a problem, you don't understand something, first thing he does is let's go in and see what the scripture has to say about it. It don't matter what our opinions are. It doesn't matter what our opinions are. In this situation, what has God said? Absolute truth, infallible truth. Why does that matter? Because if they can get rid of the absolute source, they can imagine and create their own truth. Does that make sense? You can do that as an individual. You can do it as a huge body of people. If I can get rid of the source, I can create my own truth. That's important this morning. God's truth is sometimes challenging. God's truth is sometimes uncomfortable. And they'll say, our truth is all-inclusive and it's agreeable. You can be anything you want to be as long as it doesn't offend anybody. Unless you don't agree with what I agree with, and then I'm going to be hateful about it. That's the truth. That's what we're seeing. So cancel culture says, I don't like that truth. I'm going to cancel that out. And I'm going to imagine and create my own version of truth. So we're going to get into the scripture this morning. And I'm not going to have you all stand today because I'm going to read quite a bit and I'm also going to expound as we go. I'm going to be in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. It says, but God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. It's important. They know the truth about God because he's made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship him as God or even give him thanks. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. I'm going to stop there for just a second. It says that they know the truth about God. It says they knew God, but they refused to worship him as God. And it says that they began to think up foolish ideas about what God was like. So what it's saying is they knew that God was creator. They knew that God was holy. They knew that God was righteous. They knew that God was all-consuming. They knew that God was the king of the ages. They knew that God was immortal. They knew that God was invincible. They knew that God was light in whom there is no darkness. They knew that God is with us. They knew that God is provider. They knew that God is the I am statements, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they refused to acknowledge that and started to create their own version of truth. They're going to create their own ideas about who God is. As a result, because they did that, because they created their own version of God, as a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. And instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they worshiped idols made to look like mere people and birds and animals and reptiles. So I'm going to stop right there for just a second because of the hot topic at hand just a couple years ago. actress won a Golden Globe, and she's up there, kind of clinching the Golden Globe, kind of just made in the image of a mere human, and she glorified the fact that she never could have got there if she wouldn't have had her abortion. She used it as an opportunity that if I wouldn't have had my abortion, I couldn't have got on this stage and won this award. That's what she used the opportunity for. So God abandoned them to do whatever shameful things their hearts desired. As a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other's bodies. They traded the truth about God for a lie. So they worshiped and served the things God created instead of the Creator himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men, and as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved. Since they thought it foolish to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never be done. Their lives became full of every kind of wickedness, sin, greed, hate, envy, murder, quarreling, deception, malicious behavior, and gossip. They are backstabbers, haters of God, insolent, proud, and boastful. They invent new ways of sinning, and they disobey their parents. They refuse to understand. They break their promises. They're heartless, and they have no mercy. They know God's justice requires that those who do these things deserve to die, yet they do them anyway. Worse yet, they encourage others to do them too. So, the popular narrative right now is it's awesome if you're homosexual and everybody should participate in that. We just read the truth of what God said. God says the opposite, and it shall be turned over to reap the consequences of your own doing. And it's important to talk about truth, even if it makes people uncomfortable, even if you've experienced it, even if you've recovered from it, even if you know people in your family that are involved in it. It doesn't change the fact that there is an absolute truth. The fact is we are all going to encounter it because it's a part of everyday life. It doesn't change the fact that there's an absolute truth. So they knew the truth, but they didn't like it. It says that they suppressed the truth. It means they held the truth down. We're not going to talk about that kind of truth. Well, we read that particular section of Romans chapter 1 this morning. Does it sound similar? Sounds a lot like the things we're going through right now as a country and as a people. They create their own truths. This is extremely important because as we go through this, we as Christians need to tell people the truth in love. It's extremely important because there has to be a distinction between, I know it might upset you, but I love you enough to tell you the truth. Yeah. It's like when you're dealing with your kids in a really hard situation. And it's like, I don't want to hurt my kid. I don't want them to be mad at me. I don't want them to lock themselves in a room for 10 days. But I love you in a way you can't understand, and I'm going to tell you the truth about this situation. So when we talk about the overturning of Roe versus Wade, 50 years, 1973, 50 years of prayer, it's an awesome victory. We also have to, as Pastor Chip said this morning, continue in prayer. There was 3 states in all of the U.S. that had trigger laws. So as soon as it was federally overturned, their states would immediately make it illegal. Everybody else, we got to go through a process. I believe that Indiana and the other states are going to do God's will in this situation. That's what I'm going to pray for. That's what I'm going to believe for. And hopefully we can all stand together in those things. And so specifically with abortion, because we're all looking at that, the enemy immediately and is going to continue to use this as a tool of division. You guys understand, as a country, we are extremely divided right now. The enemy's got another tool now to cause more division and cause more hate and cause more absence of truth, I would even say. Because as we look at this, when we create confusion, we can remove the truth, and then everybody's just kind of caught there trying to figure out what is truth, and is this okay, is that okay, and because there's just all these divisive ideas, right? That's why it's so important. Well, what does God say the truth is in these things? And so one of the big things in the whole Roe versus Wade in the past 50 years is defining what a human being is essentially what it comes down to. And the argument is it's not murder because the baby is in this stage. And so it's not really murder. Well, what's the truth? What's the fact about it? What is the true thing, and that God knew you before you were formed in the womb? And when you expound on that, to keep it kind of simple, what is the truth about it? The truth about it is, at conception, a human being starts to grow. You don't start out as another species and then turn into another species later on down the process. You don't suddenly become a human being in the third trimester. At conception, a human being started to grow. The definition of murder is the premeditated killing of one human being by another human being. So what is the truth about it? I knew you before I formed you in the womb. And at conception, a human being starts to grow. That person that he created, that he has amazing things for. You look at Ephesians 2, chapter 10, and you start to tie all that stuff together. It's the premeditated killing of one human being by another. That's how you define it. We create all the other stuff because it's very uncomfortable. We create all the other stuff because we know people that's been through it. Or we create the stuff because you have been through it. And it's a really hard subject. Doesn't change the fact there's an absolute truth. It doesn't change the fact that if you have walked through that, if you received Christ, you've been forgiven. You've been cleansed. You've been made anew. It doesn't change that fact. All the absolute truths go together. There's no condemnation in Christ. Romans chapter 8. That's why it's so important. I have to be armed with the truth, because the truth is the thing that has the power to set people free. Understand that people do these things and it ends up, it's the biggest mistake of my life, and I'm never going to be able to live again, and I'm completely destroyed by depression, and I got... There is a thing that has the power to set that person free, and it's the truth. Everybody's opinion doesn't have the power to do it, right? My opinion doesn't have the power to do it. Pastor Chip's opinion doesn't have the power to do it. What the government says is legal or illegal, none of that has the power to set them free, but the truth does. And when I go to a person and tell them the truth in love, the Lord can set them free. In whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the thing that they could never come out from under and live again, they're able to be created anew and have a whole brand new life, walking in a purpose that they hadn't discovered yet. There is an importance in knowing the truth. People... We'll say a generation. There's a generation right now. The truth has been suppressed in such a way, and a convenient truth has been created in such a way. There's a whole generation of people that are completely confused and confined by lies, right? We said when the truth is absent, you're confined by lies, you become imprisoned to sin. The only thing you need to unlock the cell door is the truth. I'm going to read another scripture. It wouldn't be one of my main things when I get up here and speak is I want to give you actionable steps. I want to give you something. You can take this and you can go use it. You can apply this to your life, or you can have a conversation with somebody. Quickly going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. It says, this is Apostle Paul talking to his church. You happily put up with whatever anyone tells you, even if they preach a different Jesus than the one we preach, or a different kind of spirit than the one you received, or a different kind of gospel than the one you believed. So let's say he's talking to the church, right? This Apostle Paul, talking to his people of Christ, the church of Corinth. You put up with the lies and the false doctrine. You just go along with whatever is being said, to the point maybe that we even contribute to the suppression of truth. So why is this verse important? How is this an actionable step? At some point, we're going to have to draw our line in the sand and say, this is what you're saying. This is what the truth is. Yes, it may cost me my job. I'm going to have to go get a different job. Yes, you may not want to be my friend anymore. I love you enough to risk that, right? So, yes, this may cause some kind of extreme inconvenience for me, but I'm no longer going to just go along with whatever's being said. Yes, my kid might get extremely upset with me, but I love you enough to tell you why this is going to be harmful for you, why you shouldn't be doing this, why this is a big deal. That's important. You can apply that right now. I'm at a new job, right? Or newer, right? Because it was just getting completely out of hand. Like, I'm either going to get fired or I'm just going to go ahead and go somewhere else. At some point, we can't just keep going along with it. As Christians, we're supposed to love the world. We're called into the world to take them the truth of the gospel. I'm going to read another one real quick. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, 8 through 11, Apostle Paul again, he says, I'm not sorry that I sent that severe letter to you, though I was sorry at first, for I know it was painful to you for a little while. Now I'm glad I sent it, not because it hurt you, but because the pain caused you to repent and change your ways. It was the kind of sorrow God wants his people to have, so you were not harmed by us in any way. For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow, but worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death. We put a bow tie on it right there. Not some creative speech or words that I can come up with, but just reading the truth that God's given us in his word. So how is that actionable for us in our life? It is, I'm not going to be afraid to look you in the eye and tell you the truth. I'm not going to regret looking you in the eye and telling you the truth. If it's hurtful to you, it's hurtful to me. Right? We love people. I don't want it to hurt you. If it does hurt you, it hurts me. But at the same time, there's an absolute truth, and I'm not going to be afraid to tell you what it is. I'm not going to regret telling you what it is. It may be uncomfortable. It may hurt. But the only thing that can set you free from the issue at hand is the truth. Any of the men in here ever just, you know, life is happening and you're not necessarily sure what to do, but you just completely expend yourself trying to fix it. And after you're completely spent and you got nothing left, You didn't fix it. The problem's still there. Anybody? I'm the only one in here. That's okay. I've done it multiple times. I seem to have an issue where it's like I don't learn that, hey, you should go ask somebody for help and consult the truth. Instead, I'm just like, no, work harder. Don't sleep. You sleep later after the problem's fixed. That's what it's like when we speak to people about the issues at hand and the truth is absent. You tell them and you tell them and you tell them and you tell them and you tell them. The only thing we can say that has the power to set them free from the situation is the absolute truth. It's important to me, working with youth all the time, completely dominated by hormones. I already think they know what's going on, stuff they don't have any idea about yet. It's very important to me that I want you to understand I 100% have your best interest in mind at heart. I got to tell you the truth about the situation. I know it may not like me anymore. I might not be popular, but at the end of the day, I love you enough, I care for you enough to tell you what the truth is. So this morning, this isn't like rah-rah stuff, and it's not the new, oh man, I just got a completely new revelation. It's a reminder that our country is going through some things, and you know some people in your life that are going through some things, and you know people in your life that are confused about things. And we that are sitting in the room that believe in Christ have an absolute truth that we can go to, that we can arm ourselves with, that we can go to them with, that can change their life. I don't have all the answers. I'll never be able to come up with all the answers. But as I started with, I can sit down in the room with you like Pastor Chip, and we can jump in. We can say, let's find out what the Scripture has to say about it. Let's take my opinions off the table. Let's take your opinions off the table. And let's see what God says the truth is. We can arm ourselves this morning to go out into a world that needs the truth. You know, because we're called to do that. We can go to these people that need to hear the truth, and we can tell them the truth in love. So I'm going to start to close with this. In fact, let's all go ahead and stand this morning. If you're in here this morning, you've yet to find the truth that sets you free. You haven't asked Christ into your heart yet. You haven't asked Christ into your life to be your Lord and Savior. If you lift up your hand right now, we'll pray for you this morning. Find a truth and a freedom that you've yet to know. Hallelujah, we're all saved. So my question this morning is, if you would like, would you like, I know I would, would you like the things that cause confusion to be put behind you? Would you like the things that cause turmoil to be put behind you? Would you like to know a new level of truth and understanding that you haven't known yet so you can take it to the people you love? If you would like that this morning, I would ask you to raise your hands today. because Jesus is the truth. Lord, we come to you today. I come to you this morning. We come to you as a body of believers. We come to you as sons and daughters this morning. Clear away the confusion. Clear away the anxieties that have been caused by the divisiveness of these issues, Lord, and show us, reveal to us a new understanding. Give us a new understanding, a new level of truth of your word like we haven't known it before. Give to us, Lord, immediate recall of your word, Lord, that we don't have struggles that we got to try to pull our phones out, and we got to try to find your word, and we got to find your truth, Lord, that you would immediately quicken our minds, that you would immediately give us the scripture that we need in the situation. You would immediately give us the truth that we need in the situation to reach the hearts of the sons and daughters that haven't found your truth yet, that are struggling with your truth. Lord, empower us to reveal the truth. Quicken us in such a way that we can walk out of this place this morning, that we can have the truth on hand, that we can show someone your truth in love. In an immediate situation. In Jesus' name, amen.